100 Word Stories.
Hi, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. It's Sunday, and that's when we have the weekly challenge. I post the topic, you come up with the story. The topic this week is tip, and, well, let's get on with it. You can see who's in the weekly challenge in the show notes at let's just get on with this. Here we go.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic of tip. It's called Bad Advice. Take a tip from me, my father would say. Never get involved with women, drugs, gambling, or booze, and you'll live a long, healthy, and happy life. Just like me. Unfortunately, it seems you can take advice too literally. My mother threw me out on the streets when I refused to have anything to do with her. I refused medication when I contracted pneumonia, and when consequently admitted unconscious to hospital, my lack of health insurance, which you'll agree is gambling, saw me back on the streets almost immediately. And I can't even drown my sorrows. Thanks, Dad. Okay, I'm out of here now. Speak to you all soon. Goodbye.
Hello, hello. Danny Dwyer here with my entry for this week's weekly challenge 632. Tip. Dad flinches as the tip of the dialysis needles are placed in his arm. Get me out of here, he laments, not understanding he still has over 2 hours left on the dialysis machine. The fidget monster sits restless, irritable, and discontent in a persistent state of wide-awake stupid, not knowing the date or where he is. I sit with him for the full duration of the treatment to prevent him from getting up and tearing the needles out of his arm. When dialysis is over, I take a content dad home because he is unable to remember where he has been. That's my entry for this week. Feel free to visit my WordPress page at dannydwyer.wordpress.com. See you next week.
A Titanic Romance by John DeCleese. The trouble with the tip was that it was going to tip the balance of what was in his wallet in favor of his not being able to afford the ride home. He could walk her from the restaurant to her house and walk from there to the subway, but he could not walk to Germantown where he was living, a distance practicably reachable only by train. If he didn't tip the waitress, he would be a schmuck, which would tip Mary off to the fact that he was out of work. Hope punctured by the tip of the iceberg.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com and of the Shooting Stars Trilogy, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 632 with a prompt of tip. According to my KDP report, someone in India read 89 pages of Shooting Stars last night. If it happens to be you listening to this podcast now, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Anyway, here's my story. Linoleum Amanda ran and hugged her scowling father. When she looked back, Bilbert tipped his head and said, "See you Friday." On his way home, he pictured the shreds of plastic in his pocket and said, "Fly." Nothing happened. Standing in his kitchen, he held the shreds in his hand and said, "Fly!" The plastic only settled to the floor. He threw the remains of the bag into the garbage beneath the sink. "Fly in there," he muttered. To his surprise, something behind the garbage can buzzed. "Fly?" he asked. The exposed tip of a white plastic grocery bag fluttered wildly. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. My story this evening is called A Chance Meeting. 100 years ago, my grandfather, attached to the 2nd Division, was fighting in the Belleau Woods. His division met up with the 5th Marines. They moved on Hill 142. In the middle of this, a jarhead from New York starts talking about what he's going to do when he gets home. Pretty normal practice. "Hey, Kosick, got a tip for you. AT&T. A year later, my grandfather's a junior accountant in the AT&T Chicago office, buying AT&T stock pennies on the dollar. Didn't work out as well for my other grandfather, who lost his shirt trying to corner the wheat market. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
I like to keep the cops on their toes. Give them a little something to keep them occupied. Nothing of much consequence, but a steady stream of minor crime. To tie up their resources and embroil them in paperwork. Because whilst they're distracted by the small things, it keeps them off my back. And me, off the radar. So I lower myself to the occasional break-in, the odd burglary and casual mugging. Tying up police resources, time and energy. They never realize that it's only the tip of the iceberg. Below which, lies blackmail, extortion, torture. And murder.
Hello, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 632 on the topic of tip. My story today is called At the Track. Alan leaned over the rail, urging his horse to victory. The horse finished dead last, and Alan tore his betting ticket in two. So much for the great tip he had gotten from the old guy, who looked as though he spent his days at the track, studying each race with great intensity. This was the 5th race in a row the old guy had whispered a name to Alan, and the 5th race in a row where that name had finished out of the money. A magic 8-ball would have been just as helpful. A second old man materialized at the rail next to Alan. "Let me guess," Alan said. "You have a tip for me." "Yeah," the old man said. "I do. Don't take betting advice from strangers." And with that piece of advice, I bid you adieu for the week.
Hi, everyone. Hi, crap. Wow, 13 years. That's a whole lot of stories. Congratulations. You know this, and I know you don't like us to say these things very often, but today I will. What you do is an inspiration to a lot of people, and it is an inspiration to me. Looking back, I started doing this, participating in this podcast in 2012. Imagine, time flies. And looking back, I still see how important writing and taking part every week is. So thank you for all you do. And again, congratulations. Here's my story for this week. Of course, it had to be a horrible story. So here goes. What should I do? The green is fading away. The red is taking over. A man is hanging from the big oak, swinging horribly. His blood is pooling on the ground, and I don't know what to do. I just hide in this tree. The magic is gone. The magic is gone. The man has been there for a while. I didn't see who did it. I was hiding in this tree. And I hid for so long that I am now the tree. I'm not hanging, but I'm dead too. Tell me, what should I do? And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
I've got a tip for the warden that will be in charge of the imprisonment of Weinstein, Cosby, and Freeman. Above all, avoid letting anyone near the three named prisoners. Don't let anyone pump them full of meth, steroids, sildenafil, and B12. After a few days pass, they will be at each other like Spanish pirates on native women in the Caribbean. This, of course, would be a very cruel deed, and the staff would have to keep things on the down low. The female officers could be trusted to be discreet, and would have access to professionally produced DVDs.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Back in college, I had a summer job delivering pizzas, but I could have been a pizza maker. I was summertime in a building with one wall unit air conditioner and a huge pizza oven. Better to risk getting attacked or robbed. Because, well, you know, that's how you get tips, right? The store had a computer to track customers and orders, and if they were good tippers or not. The owner didn't like it when we tracked tips, so we disguised them in the fax number field. Nobody ever faxed in an order. Heck, we didn't even have a fax machine.
And there we have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of tip. Thank you all for being a part of this weekly challenge. Those of you who wrote stories, read them aloud, recorded them, share them each and every week. Or if you take a break, every other week, or every third week, or every now and then, or maybe once, and then you go, ew, what was that? It doesn't matter. You've been a part of this and you have created. It's important to be creative and imagine and share your vision with others. OneADayUntilTheDayIDie.com is where you can find the show notes, who was a part of this, other episodes, and all kinds of other things, which really isn't all that much. Thank you all, and as all await the next topic, it's Ratchet, R-A-T-C-H-E-T. No, not rat shit. See, I made that joke in the dedicated episode for the topic, too. Still kind of lame. Thank you for being a part of this, and as always, keep it brief.